On behalf of the Professional Baseball Strength and Conditioning Coaches Society, I'd like to welcome you to the PBSCCS podcast. I'm your host, Chris Messina. All right, everybody, today we are not going to have an actual interview for the podcast. This is just going to be another one of those special anniversary episodes where I babble on for a bit about really not much of anything, and then we'll move on to the next episode in the next 2 weeks. But this is the 6-year anniversary of the PBSCCS podcast. I'm so thankful for all the listeners, all the support, everybody that does the interviews with me and takes the time to, you know, talk shop with me. And it's not always easy getting on the same page in this profession with the amount of hours that everybody works and the different time zones that everybody's in and the travel and all of that. So really, I think this year was another good year for the podcast. We had a lot of really good individual episodes, some of the group episodes, you know, the first year in the major leagues, the first year in the minor leagues. We had the wearable technology one. We had the Tommy John rehab one most recently. And you know, I think we'll probably continue with those trends of having the World Series champion on. I forgot to mention that, but we had the Astros guys on talking about their run to the World Series this year, and you know, having coaches share their experiences of being in the big leagues for the first year or being in the minor leagues for the first year, and just kind of shedding some light and some behind the scenes so that, you know, coaches wanting to get in or wanting to move up can have kind of an idea of what to expect in their first years in new positions. I've said this many times, it's always been a big goal of mine with this podcast to, you know, provide insight for other coaches that want to get into professional baseball. Professional baseball really changed my life. And being a strength coach has been a really rewarding thing in professional baseball. And I've had people reach out to me and say they wanted to get into pro ball because of the podcast, and they got into pro ball because of the podcast. And, you know, whether they like it or not, or whether it's for them or not, that's for them to decide and for them to figure out. But at the very least, you know, being able to experience it and being in professional sports and you know, grinding out a full season, it goes a long way. And I think this podcast has really helped share some information and introduce the world to some really good strength coaches that are in professional baseball that, you know, may not have an opportunity otherwise to have their voices heard. So I'm very proud of everything that's gone on over the last 6 years with this podcast. And I know every year I say I'm going to have some special episodes in the coming year of, you know, people outside the game. But then every year I meet new people, and, you know, even older people that I've had on the podcast introduce me to new coaches in their organization, or, you know, tell me I need to get this coach on or that coach on. And then before you know it, I've got a whole nother year of podcast episodes saved up with coaches in baseball. And ultimately that was, you know, one of the original goals was to have strength coaches in professional baseball sharing their stories and sharing their insights. And, you know, it's been 6 years of it and we're still going, and, you know, over 150 episodes now. And I think the content speaks for itself. I think the coaches speak for themselves. I think it's, you know, the professionalism and the quality of care and the quality of strength and conditioning coach in the game, and just, you know, how many full-time spots there are now. And even here with the Red Sox, we have assistant strength coaches at every level. I know some of the other organizations have some assistants at some of the higher levels in the minor leagues. Like, what's being asked of strength coaches is really expanding, and you know, the value of the strength coaches is really growing in professional baseball. And I think as we continue to keep putting out content both in the PBSCCS on the website and in the podcast, I think, you know, that only keeps making us look good. And so I just wanted to say thank you. I know I'm rambling a bit, but I wanted to say thank you to all the listeners, all the supporters, all the sponsors for the PBSCCS, all the strength coaches that have taken the time to talk shop with me and, you know, deal with my rambling and everything. And if there's anybody that you think needs to be on the podcast, let me know. If there's any topics that you think we need to discuss, let me know. Any group discussions or individual discussions, you know, I'm always looking for new coaches and new content. And, you know, really I can organize that with, you know, whoever whoever is willing to talk and has some experience in professional baseball. So if there's anybody that you know as a listener that you think should be on, you know, whether it's their first year or their 20th year in professional baseball, I want to get them on. I want to hear their stories. I want to hear their insights. And again, the biggest thing, you know, just thank you to everybody, and thank you for supporting me and being patient with me and, you know, letting me ramble over the last 6 years and kind of grow with this thing and hopefully continue to grow, you know, in the future. And we'll see what happens with the podcast. We'll see what happens with the PBSCCS. But, you know, I'm really excited in the direction that everything is going for our organization and for strength coaches in professional baseball. And to be able to play a small part in that, I think, has been really rewarding for me. So from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate all the support. And I'm looking forward to more content and more episodes in the future. With that being said, we'll talk to you again on the next one. We'll have Taylor Rhodes, 2022 World Series champion with the Houston Astros, telling his story and sharing his insights. So it'll be a good episode, and we'll talk to you on that one.